This is the GTA Netcast, a GTA podcast from GTAnet.com. Deep left auto, you gotta make a mark and move where you want to. Deep left determination to steal what you can and run from the nation. Episode number one for Monday, March the 3rd, 2008. Hands-on previews, introductions, and the first episode of the GTA Netcast. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the GTA Netcast, the Grand Theft Auto podcast that doesn't suck. I'm Andy. You may recognize me from GTA4.net and GTAforums.com, the largest English-speaking community of Grand Theft Auto fans on the internet. With me today is Ate, the section leader for the GTA 4 forums on GTAforums.com. Hello, Ate. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Andy?
I am doing quite fine, sitting here with my green tea, surrounded by many laptops and many monitors, and I'm just happy.
Good. I'm happy as well. It's 20 past 11 here, and I'm full of energy, which is always a good thing.
Well, that's good. I know it's, 6:20 at night here on Sunday. Okay, so I guess, everybody, this is the first show of what we are hoping to make a bi-weekly Grand Theft Auto podcast covering all sorts of Grand Theft Auto news as well as topics from GTAforums.com. Starting off the show, we're going to lead in with a question of the day. Now, the first show, this question actually came from Ate, it was his idea, but from now on, we'll be asking you guys what the question should be. So, question of the day today was, will there be a fourth Grand Theft Auto 4 trailer? Ate, what do you say?
Well, I think with the new release of the site and all the extra info on it, with all the extra videos and little bits, it seems a bit like overkill if they release a fourth trailer. I mean, they've released a lot of information about the game, more than they normally do with GTA games, and it just seems like if they release a fourth trailer, it'd just be a bit that seemed like we've got too much information about the game. So I think they might keep it shut until the actual game's released and then maybe release a fourth one then, but not until the game's released.
Okay, so you're looking at it more that it'd be overkill, there'd be too much, it'd be information overload, right?
Yeah. I mean, with the past GTA, they haven't released as much information as they have with this one. I mean, this one they've released a lot more than we thought. I mean, obviously after the delay, they kept very quiet up until a certain point. I can't remember. I think it was about January, wasn't it, or December. And they, everyone got really annoyed because, you know, they left us with just the delay. And everyone was like, oh, no, you can't just do that. You got to give us some more information. And then they did. And they gave us lots of previews, a new trailer, and the site as well. So, I don't know. I think, as I said, it'll be probably up until late March until they give us another, if they give us another trailer.
Okay, I was actually thinking the complete opposite. I was looking at it as they're coming at us so hard and so fast, and they're just piling it on. Now, too, with those new prints going up in Brooklyn of, I think it was Nico that came up today.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
It seems like they're hammering everything into our heads with Grand Theft Auto 4. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. There's only a couple months left, and I think a fourth trailer would actually be quite nice to kind of top it off. I don't know if it'd be March or April, probably a bit closer to the release, maybe a week ahead of time, just to really be the cherry on top, the icing on the cake, or whatever you want to call it, just that extra oomph. And I think it would be nice to top everything off.
That would be nice, yeah. I'd like another trailer, just to like give it another the last kick before the actual game, but I don't know.
Yeah, it might be a little bit too much. That is true. Yeah. It might be a little bit too much for what we have. What you were saying earlier, too, was right on the dot with all the stuff that we've been getting around the end of December and then the beginning of January, throughout January and throughout February. I remember it was the end of December when the fan site Webmasters, we got our first promo stuff from Rockstar after probably about four months of absolute silence. They finally got stuff out to us.
Just as soon as they announced the delay, it was just all quiet, and everyone was so annoyed about it because, I mean, obviously the game would have been released, it would have been good. So I bet they wasn't planning on releasing anything after that.
New
so
player.
They have to really think on the feet about it. Go ATG.
Go in. Ooh, fine. Ooh.
And that was a random intervention from TD just appearing out of nowhere. Okay, so I guess we'll cut to our first commercial sort of thing, and we'll be back after this for the headlines.
Hey folks, we are looking for people to do guest segments on the show, and we are looking for people to do shoutouts to appear at the end of the show. So if you're capable of doing either, check out the forums. Check out the GTA Netcast thread on the GTA 4 forums on GTAforums.com. There you have all the information that you need on the GTA Netcast and what we're looking for both guest segments and shoutouts. Thanks, and back to the show.
And we're back, and Tenacious D from GTA Forums, a member of the Zaibatsu official gang, is here with us now. Hello, TD.
Hello.
Sweet. And Ate is still here.
Hello.
Now on to the headlines. So for every show from now on, we're going to break it down, question of the day, which we just had before the commercial, and then headlines, which is a week in review. We look over some of the headlines from the previous couple of weeks for Grand Theft Auto news. So first of all, I want to touch on this big thing that we actually didn't post about on GTA4.net. It's this EA attempting to assimilate Take-Two. So based off what I've read and based off what people have told me, it seems that Electronic Arts offered to buy out Take-Two for $25 per share. Take-Two rejected, then EA counteroffered with an increase to $26 sorry, per share. I screwed that number up a little bit. $26 per share was the second offer. Take-Two offered to step into the discussions on April 30th, so the day after Grand Theft Auto 4 comes out, but EA refused. So they just want to negotiate now, take over Take-Two before GTA 4 comes out. My thoughts on this? It is Weasley. Actually, Ante, you go first. You go first. I just did that whole thing. You go first. What do you think?
Okay. I just think EA is a big money giant of death, and they like getting games to make money, as all companies do. And they see GTA as the biggest game of the year, I assume, like many other people do. And they just like to cash in on the release. I mean, obviously, if they say they wanted to talk after April 30th and they refuse, then it's kind of obvious that they want to cash in on the release of GTA 4. Because it's after the release, Take-Two know how much money they've got and how much and how successful it'll be, because obviously most people will buy it on the first day. So, so EA just want to cut down on Take-Two now before they know how much they'll make, which is going to be a lot.
Yeah, I agree 100%. When I was reading over the press release from Take-Two, they're basically saying they just want to take advantage of us. They don't see our full potential. Once GTA 4 comes out, that's when we make the real money. And because EA wants us now before GTA 4 comes out, it's just EA being a bunch of pricks. That's all it is. Big, monolithic American corporation that just wants to take over the smaller guys and dominate. EA is the Walmart of gaming.
Yeah, it kind of shows it shows mistrust in Take-Two. It just kind of shows that we'll buy you out now, so you know, so you haven't got a leg to stand on, and then we can manipulate the company however we like, and then release three crappy episodes like within a month after it is released, and then if it's crap, we'll add patches and stuff to make it better. And then
that sounds familiar.
PF2. Yeah.
Cough, cough. TD,
I wouldn't be happy about that.
Yeah. TD, did you have any thoughts on this either?
Well, it's like, obviously, you got EA just trying to take over because they're a big, massive company and just want to, like, gain from it. But if they were to take it over and just gave Rockstar some space, you know, just to like develop the games how they want, and didn't push them to get it out like every 2 years on the dot, like they try and do so often with so many other franchises, like like Battlefield, how they're bringing out things like Battlefield Heroes and stuff. But like if they just gave it some room and stuff, then I think like both would gain from it, you know, because it's like whatever happens, GTA 4 and the ones after are going to do well. And, you know, like, Rockstar are going to keep making money. It's just really, at the end of the day, it's Take Two and EA just trying to decide, just trying to get like a balance on things.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
I wouldn't be so bothered about it if it wasn't EA, because if it was a big company trying to take over Take Two and it wasn't EA, I wouldn't be that bothered, because it'd be more money for Take Two, and it would probably mean bigger budget for GTA 4, not that it needs one, and maybe a better development team, not that it needs one. But so it'd probably be a good thing. But because it's EA, and they're known for releasing games like Wano, and just making any old crap and just releasing it for money, then it's just like EA and Rockstar are completely different companies. Rockstar likes to take time with the games, not release many, but make them quality, so it's basically quantity over quality, and EA are completely opposite. They release tons of games, but not exactly amazing.
Yeah, but if
so it wouldn't really work.
If EA was to take over, then I'm sure the GTA games would benefit from it as well. Because to be fair, Rockstar pretty much do like live off the money they make from the GTA franchise. Because it's like, even though they release other games like The Warriors and stuff, that's not going to make anywhere near as much money as the GTA games are going to do. But if they were to be overtaken by EA, then they'd probably get more money to invest in the games, thus making them better, I think.
Yeah.
That is one thing that people were talking about on the forums, was that if EA were to take over and Take Two went along with it, would the development process of GTA be messed up? Would they switch people around? Would the games being released be subpar? Would they just be forced out the same way Battlefield games are being forced out now? And my hope is that if EA does, and this is very slim and I doubt that it will happen, but if EA does buy out Take Two, I would hope that they would have the common sense to realize that Rockstar has a time-tested and true procedure for developing Grand Theft Auto games. We've seen it. Like, they've made great blockbuster games. So if they were to mess around with it... Exactly. It would doom EA to mess around with it. That's my only hope, that if this does happen, they will have the common sense to not mess with Rockstar, and Rockstar can just... Yeah. Take advantage of the new funds and new money coming in.
Yeah, and then everyone's happy, because you get the money and Rockstar get to keep their same style and quality.
And Take-Two gets to please the shareholders, which is a big one.
Yeah. I mean, up until GTA 4 released a bit more information and still Take-Two were dying. The shares were really low. I mean, but after they released the release date, so everyone knew when they were going to get more money, they were happy, and it was all good. So,
After they announced the delay, it really did take a massive hit, which I don't think really recovered from for months and months afterwards.
So I guess, final position on EA, hope it doesn't happen. If it does, just hope EA has the common sense to not mess with them. Yeah, there's that. Hope they're smart about it. So next point for the headlines is the hands-on previews that came out this past Thursday. Now, I know a lot of people were actually disappointed with the quality of these reviews. I didn't get to read through all of them, which is pretty sad considering I work on a fan site for Grand Theft Auto 4. But I did read through a few of them. I'll get around to it eventually. But I did read through a few of them. Ade, I know you kind of read through at least a few of them. Any thoughts on what you've read so far? At least a few of them. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. Well, obviously, there's confirmed a few things and disconfirmed, if that's the word, a few things. What was it? There's something major. Something like, there's going to be 14 radio stations rather than 18, which doesn't really bother me because 14 is still a lot. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The 360 controls are pretty good as well. I mean, I was looking at my controller and thinking, oh yeah, that fits well, because the driving style is like 4-2, which is good, and the controls are reminiscent of the old GTA games, which is also good because it won't feel as alien to me. But yeah, so that's pretty cool.
I think for controls, the guys that are going to be screwed the most are the PS3 owners, because of the controls being switched around quite a bit from the PS2. a PS2 controls are what I'm used to, and when I read over the new controls for the PS3, even though I'm not going to have a PS3, I'm getting an Xbox, but the controls look a little bit different. Just a little bit.
When I switched to Xbox 360, I was worried that it might be a bit too alien, but no, it seems alright, because I mean, obviously there are going to be a lot more options like Corner of the Cavern and stuff, but I think they've made the right choices with the buttons and stuff, so that's pretty cool. That was it. I remember what I was gonna say. The cars won't be customizable. There was a few shots before where it was the same car, but it looked slightly different, and people thought that maybe they've been modified. But no, they're confident that cars won't be customizable. And but you will still be able to save them at the save pass, which is, I mean, it's slightly disappointing, but I can see why they've done it, because if you're an Eastern European, you're not going to have money or extra money or whatever to be able to modify your car just for, like, to drive it around a bit for it to crash. I mean, it's a bit unrealistic, and I don't want to keep going on about realism, but I think EA are heading towards that way a bit more with this game, because it's obviously with better graphics and more realistic surroundings, they're going to have realistic.
I got that dude.
Yeah, shut up. No. But yeah, with Rockstar, with Rockstar going for a more realistic game, then they're going to have more realistic options as well.
Yeah, it's like they've confirmed that they're taking out things like the jetpacks and things like that, which really were just novelties for San Andreas to make people want to play it a bit longer. Yeah, but it's like I don't think things like customizing the vehicles are going to, like, you know, people are not going to hate the game because you can't do that, because really it really didn't play a big part in San Andreas, I didn't think. That's like, I've very rarely done it.
I completely agree with that too. I was actually pissed off when I played San Andreas and saw the jetpack and saw all the customization and the role-playing aspects, and I thought it wasn't true to the core of what Grand Theft Auto is. It seemed like a lot of flaky fluff. Just look at all the features we've packed into this game.
Just trying to add loads of extra little things to make it a bit more exciting. I mean, you had big games released that year, and it just needed to have the edge, and it didn't. I mean, it worked a bit, but it wasn't really that much part of the game. I mean, customizing your vehicle wasn't even including any of the vehicles. It was just like a little pastime that you could do. I mean, it wasn't really amazing, but I can see why they've taken it out.
Yeah, they really do ruin, like, the realism of the games.
With Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, one of the biggest things for that, too, was that it seemed like a shopping list of fan service. People would say, I want this and this and this. I want friggin' jetpacks. I want to have fighter jets. I want to have those fancy airplanes to do tricks in the air. I want to drive a tank. I want to hijack a train. I want to be able to drive a bus. I want to drive a jumbo jet. Everything was in there. Was in there.
And it's just kind of, it looks like they went down the list and just thought, yeah, we'll put that in. We can put that in. This time they've actually just made it so, yeah, this is the game. If you don't like it, fuck off.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, taking out planes is a big move because everyone loves planes. But if it doesn't work in the game, because you're not going to be able to fly a plane through New York. I mean, obviously there's a 9/11 factor, but even without that, you're not going to be able to fly a plane around as low as New York, you know, or whatever, or Liberty City. So I can see why they've done it.
Once again, it's all about the realism. You know, it's not realistic for just some random guy just to get into an airport, take a plane, fly it around, do all sorts of crazy stuff, and just land again and walk off. For it to be as though nothing ever happened.
Yeah. Yeah, they even said that police was like cracking down on, you know, it's getting harder and harder these days to commit crime. So if it's modern day, you won't be able to walk, especially with all the terrorist alerts and stuff, you won't be able to walk into an airport and just steal a plane, land, and then walk off without it being noticed.
Another thing too, now that you mentioned the cops, is something that I read, I think it was in the Games Radar one, the Games Radar review, these guys just went completely crazy. The first couple pages is just them crashing into things, flying through the windshield, getting shot at, dying, coming back to life, dying again, stealing cop cars, running from cops. Absolute craziness. One of the parts that I really liked was when cops chase you down And they get close enough to you, Nico will put his hands behind his head and start getting down on his knees, but you still have enough time to bust out of that and just run from the cops, which gets you an extra wanted level. Now, I thought that was brilliant, and I thought it was another sign that Rockstar is really progressing in terms of realism, and they're really achieving what they're trying to do with GTA 4.
Yeah, and it shows that they're just thinking more about how things work. I mean, instead of just getting... having every car being openable or whatever and just happen to hotwire it within a split second, it just seems a bit absurd. So they're thinking more about how people would do that. I mean, breaking the window and opening it from the inside is a logical way of doing it. And having to actually hotwire the car before you move off just makes it seem more realistic and more like how GTA should be.
Definitely, and they haven't lost that sense of fun, though. They have it more realistic in what you have to go through to get into the car and all that, but you can still drop grenades out your window, you can shoot from when you're driving, drop Molotov cocktails out your window. To me, stuff like that, it's still fun, but it's in a twisted sort of way, it's more realistic. It's something that you would probably be able to do in real life. Not that I'm suggesting that you do that. It just seems to be that it'd be a little bit more practical. Can't believe I just said throwing Molotov cocktails at your window would be practical.
It is. It's practical, I suppose. Mm.
The multiplayer previews that are coming out next month, a.k.a. this month, a.k.a. March. Yeah, we're finally going
to
get multiplayer. They're finally looking on.
About time. Because that's the one thing that Rockstar have barely touched on. I mean, they've been through everything just about how you die, how you get arrested or whatever. But there's one thing, one major issue that they've missed out or they're not talked on very much at all is multiplayer. I mean, we know that it's only going to be 16 players and it's not going to be a more pick or whatever. But it's just, and we know like the name of a few of the actual modes. But no, it'd be interesting to see what they're going to do with it. I've even got a section on the site called multiplayer, and it's coming soon. So.
I think really it's like they're going to expand on what they did for the story ones, where it's like you jump in, you'll choose what mode you want to do, you choose like what like player you want to be, things like that, and then it will just go for it.
Yeah.
When I was reading through all the new previews, like, it's going to sound really, really cliche and really cheesy, but one thing that really did spring to mind was in the first trailer where it says things will be different. Like, it's really starting to show that, like, that GTA 4 is going to be really, really different.
With GTA 4 2, when you think about it in terms of GTA 3 and had Vice City, it had San Andreas, and they talk about things being different and things starting over for GTA 4, what I'm starting to think about is that this game is looking like it's setting up to be like a prequel in a trilogy. So I'm almost starting to think if maybe they're going to stick with Nico for another few games, and if this does go through GTA 4 Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, or if the downloadable content is as big as people are saying it's going to be, maybe the downloadable content will be an expansion on the story. I don't know. We're covering downloadable content in a couple of minutes anyway, so. But, GTA 4 looks like a complete fresh start. And they haven't said a lot in the way of story, which is good, so nothing has really been given away.
What I was thinking is, if you compare this to GTA 3, and, like, how much GTA 3 had, like, changed going through to San Andreas, I'm starting to think, what's it going to be like 2 games on from GTA 4? Because this is looking like a really, really dense, incredibly, like, packed game. So by the time it reaches 2 past GTA 4, you know, like, you can only imagine what it's going to be like if it's anywhere near how much, you know, like, GTA 3 have been adding on in Vice City and then in San Andreas.
I think GTA 4 too, it's also going to be one of those games, like GTA 3 was, that gets people out there to buy the systems. And that explains why Microsoft dished out so much money for downloadable content. I went and got the PS2 for GTA 3. I'm going to go buy a 360 for Grand Theft Auto 4.
If GTA 4 wasn't coming out, I probably wouldn't get a 360. I mean, the only reason I got one, well, not the only reason, obviously, but the main reason why I got a 360 was so I could play GTA 4.
And I guess, Dante, we should step on to your stuff now. So, what do you say, downloadable content?
Yeah, go on, I'll start with downloadable content. There's recently been a preview, and it was about and it was confirming that the first episode, aptly named GTA 4 Episode 1, was coming in August, which which is awesome because it's not exactly miles after April, or it is, but it gives you plenty of time to play the game, which has also been confirmed as being about 100 hours long, which is really good. I mean, how long does it take for the other GTA games? About 60, something like that?
It really depends how involved you want to get in the games.
And depends where the game ends for you personally.
I mean, obviously Microsoft have paid, loads for this deal. I mean, just to get the edge over Microsoft, not Microsoft, Sony, just to get the edge over the PS3. So can't wait for that. I mean, if the GTA 4 storyline is any good, then obviously, it's obviously going to be, but then the episode 1 would be just something worth waiting for. I mean, hopefully it won't be like Valve. I mean, bless them, they're a great company, the whole point of having episodes is that they're quick, they're short, and you just get the job done, like watching a TV show, not just like a film. I mean, imagine, like, a game is like a film. They come out every so often, like every 2 years, and they're really long, and they're good. And then episodes, like on the TV, are just like half an hour, short, good, and they're really frequent. And that's what it's supposed to be like. But Valve are spending ages on episode 3, and they spent ages on episode 2, and hopefully, by the looks of it, it doesn't look like Rockstar are going to go the same way, because having an episode in August is not too long after April, but it depends how long they're going to release episode 2, because if it's a while after, it shows that they're going down the same route, which won't be good.
Now, what I was wondering too is, what does everybody think is going to be in this downloadable content? I've heard some people saying, it'll be vehicles and clothes and stuff like that. Some other people have been saying, to me it seems like a load of BS, but they've been talking about maybe the downloadable content will feature an entirely new city because of the amount of money that Microsoft is putting into this. To me that seems like a load of nonsense.
They've only got a certain amount of time. I mean, if it's taken them, how many is it, 4 years since GTA San Andreas to make and perfect GTA 4. I mean, I know making the map isn't a huge part, but it's not. It's like they're gonna need a bit more time than until August to make a whole new map. It seems a bit silly. Mm-hmm. No, I reckon there's gonna be like a new storyline, maybe a few new missions, perhaps a few new cars. I don't know. It might be separate. I mean, because an episode doesn't actually mean it could add in new cars. It could just mean a few new missions. But yeah, but you've seen on Xbox Live Marketplace and on PSN. Just equivalent or whatever it is. Well, they don't get any, so they won't have any. But yeah, you can download like extra cards for like Forza 2 and stuff like that, and extra maps for Halo 3. So it could go the same way and get more cars and more, not maps because that'd be silly, but more weapons and stuff like that. Maybe even more clothes.
Personally, what I think it's going to be is, like, as you said about like Half-Life 2. The end of Half-Life 2 on the cliffhanger, and then it encourages you to buy Episode 1 so you can continue finding out what on earth's going on in the story. So I reckon it could be like that. Like, GTA That'd 4 cool, will have an ending that's, like, it's a cliffhanger, so you want to get the episodic content. But also, you could, like, you know, you could finish the game there and not get the episodes, and it would all be rounded off.
Yeah. That'd be difficult, though. I mean, you can't exactly have a mass cliffhanger and an easily ended storyline. I mean, if it did have a massive cliffhanger, it'd be really disappointing for the PS3 fans. And I don't think Rockstar would do it, because it would just be too harsh on them. Having a massive cliffhanger and then not being able to play it at all. They'd lose so many customers because of it.
If you think there is fanboy wars now... If that were to happen, oh crap!
It would actually be World War 3. But yeah, so I don't think. I mean, they leave it on some kind of store, and they leave some like loose ends open just for. I mean, they have done with GTA 3. I mean, having Donald Love leave and then just not appear again. I mean, everyone can handle that. I mean, they didn't really need a sequel to carry it on, but it'd be that kind of stuff that they'd leave open for GTA 4, ready for the. Episodes to pick up, just so it's a bit more interesting, but not enough for it to be like PS3 fans starting war because they're not being able to get the episodes.
So on to the official site updates then?
Yep, right. I'll start from the bottom, really, so with the official site. I love it. I really do. I mean, it's so well laid out. I mean, even the intro is just, it's simple, but it's effective. It brings you onto the really dark, gritty music that fits so well. And then you go into the site, and then you got all these little thumbnails everywhere. Brilliant. I just didn't expect so much content. I mean, some people were really disappointed for some reason. Don't know what they're expecting from the site, but I wasn't expecting this much extra content. I mean, they're really good. The videos are so well done. I mean, the extra content as well. The booth tunnel picture looks amazing. I mean, obviously, I mean, it just looks so good. Phil Bell movie is great. I mean, it explains who the guy who says, so it looks like you're the guy that got jumped for a couple of million. It actually shows that there might be mafia in the game, which is pretty cool, because I was expecting some kind of, with having New Jersey in the game, you're going to have some kind of mafia, because you've got the whole Sopranos thing. So I'm impressed to see that they've done something like that. I mean, I can't remember if they said that they weren't going to include the mafia, but you've got to have some kind of reference. It's New York or Living City. Anyway, and the goods and services, you've got the Weasel News, which is just a little advert for it. And you've got a little new scroller thing, which is pretty cool. And the best thing on the new updates, I reckon, though, is the car advert, which is the... Wait a minute. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. Dilettante, yeah. Which is absolutely amazing. I mean, I've always pictured having cars. I mean, you've got the My Boxing Monstrosity advert in GTA 3. I mean, that was just a radio advert, though. The actual car wasn't and didn't exist in the game. But when you've got a video for it, an actual advert, it just makes GTA 4 and Liberty City look so much more realistic because you've got a car that's being advertised.
It's a Toyota Prius, come on.
It really is. you've got the LCPD advert, which is awesome because it actually releases the wanted posters rather than having them rudely taken away. Yeah, and it also carries on with the whole LCPD viral marketing thing where you've got the spoof site. So yeah, I really like the additions that they've made to the site. You've got the picture of Bledar Marina, who I don't know who he is, but you know, I mean even the downloads page has got more on it. They've organized it a bit better rather than just having a page. They've got different links.
One thing I didn't notice about the GTA 4 website when it first came up is that it is just like the GTA 3 website where you've got a map of the city and you click different buildings and it shows you stuff.
Yeah, it's nice to see that they're going back to the thinking more about the routes and stuff, and obviously with the noises of the buttons that make the GTA 3 menu sound as well, which is really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite subtle as well. It's not like they've gone all out and made it look like GTA 3 like that used to be, but they've kind of referenced how GTA 3 used to be like and shown how it's progressed since then.
I think it's kind of showing how everything's like more evolved from the previous generation of games. Like in GTA 3 website you did just have like a basic like map, whereas with GTA 4 you've got like proper like a massive overview picture of the system, and it looks a lot more sophisticated and a lot more advanced.
Does actually look? I was so impressed when I saw the when I actually finally got onto the site. I was really impressed by it. I mean, the music and just that massive cityscape was so amazing. It just looks incredible. I mean, when I actually first saw it, I actually thought it was a picture of New York rather than Liberty City. That's how good it looked, and then actually came to my senses and then realised it wasn't. But yeah, so...
Yeah. One little problem that does always like keep creeping up when you got all these new GTA 4 things is it's like with all the new trailers and when the website came up, for some people it can take absolutely hours to even look at the new stuff. It's like the day the website went up, me and you were talking on X-Fire, and then like you're like, oh, have you seen the new website? And I was like, no, I can't get on. And that was like 3 or 4 p.m. And then by 8 p.m., I still hadn't seen the new website. Yeah, which you'd think since the first trailer was nearly a year ago, you'd think they would have done something to help ensure that more people could get on the site at once.
Well, I suppose it creates more hype around it. I mean, if you can't get on, it means it's got to be big, so everyone's trying to get on, and that means that it's got to be something good, so everyone, so even more people try and look at it, and it's just, it's good. It's good for him, but it's still pretty bad for his fans, because it crashes and dies, and we can't see it.
If you look at the GTA 4 website compared to the previous Grand Theft Auto website, you'll notice that the website is so much better and so far and beyond anything that Rockstar has done before. Yeah. They've really taken it to the next level with the inclusion of widgets, for example, that you can put on your own website.
Yeah.
All these videos, which is something that's totally new. They update it on a regular basis, like a regular basis. It's not like the San Andreas website, which got, I think, like one or two updates before the launch of the game. They are keeping it maintained, and it looks absolutely awesome, the amount of information that they have. And it blows my mind. I was not expecting that. When they said that they were launching the official website, I pictured it to look like the teaser page with some more links.
Yeah.
But they're really blowing my mind with this website. It looks really, really good.
They've impressed me.
Which is the Rockstar way of doing things, isn't it? It's like they always do go above and beyond what you expect them to do. Plus it's got like the old things that they've always had in GTA websites, like wallpapers, screensavers, things like that, which
and
do just add.
Before, they've got, add to they've got the multiplayer and the music links, which is, well, I'm not sure when they're going to come out. I suppose it'll be maybe a month or a few weeks after the multiplayer previews come out, just so people buy them. But it'd be nice to see what they're going to put there. I mean, music will probably be what's on their CD that comes with the special edition and basically all their soundtrack. But yeah, so it's cool.
Okay, so when we come back from this next little break, we'll get into the hot topics, which is stuff pulled from GTAforums.com.
Stopping global warming has finally gotten cool. Street Style meets environmental concern with this seriously bad, morally good, fully customizable luxury VIP-style hybrid sedan, the Karen Dilettante. Expensive, but the earth is worth it. Low emissions plus hot style equals the ride of the streets. For only $39,999, the Karen Dilettante. Bad plus good equals better for everyone.
And we're back, and we're on to Hot Topics, threads that we've chosen to highlight from GTAforums.com. First up is Ate. What's your hot topic for the day, Ate?
That rhymed. Well, my first topic, my only topic of the day is the elusive GTA Net Awards. Annual Awards 2007, founding the announcement topic, which has been recently moved to the network. And it's good. It's good fun. It's been being planned for quite a while by Justin, who's taken the reins and got it all sorted. So basically the awards, the sections are GTA 4 Awards, GTA Series Awards, GTA Modding Awards, Expression Awards, Community Awards, and Staff Awards, which is actually, there's only one nomination for that, which is led by, not Area Moderator. Area Moderator and not Global Moderator, which everyone seems to be voting for. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. thank you for everyone that's nominated me so far. There's quite some surprising ones I noticed that I didn't really think I deserved. Well, not deserved, but, I wasn't really expecting. So it's pretty cool. It adds some activity to GTA, because recently, with the PGC being gone, just nothing really happening, it kind of stirs everything up a bit. I mean, you've got some people that are coming out with their best, with the most annoying unbanned member, and stuff like that, and the biggest drama queen.
It wouldn't be GTA Net Awards unless there were some jokey categories in, like in the 2005 when they had like best assets at McDonald's and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes, I remember that one.
Just tone it down on this
add
one.
Add a bit more to it.
I think try to tone it down on this one to make it a bit more make it a bit more serious, if that's a possible thing.
That's hard to do with our community. Making anything serious. Oh god.
just take a look at Widowmaker's nominations, which I haven't got a problem with him, really. I mean, he's quite funny. I mean, for example, GTA Series Award for Best SMP, he's put Alex Salmon, which a quick Google search will tell you that he's the Scottish National Party leader. SNP. Yeah,
well, speaking of nominations that we may have gotten that we didn't think we deserved, I know I got at least a couple for GTA 4 section for most helpful, which to those of you who are listening that may have nominated me, why? I don't help you people. I post news on the website, I work on the settings page and some other pages, and I do content, and I deal with Adam and site-related stuff, but I thought most of you people would hate me. All I do in that forum is I go in there when there's reported topics and someone says this guy's being an asshole, and I go in there, look over the posts, find everybody that pisses me off, and I ban them. I warn them, and then I ban them. Or whatever. Right, I lock the thread, ban it, it doesn't matter. So,
put... Community. I mean, if you get
it does help,
film,
well, that's true.
Then, you know...
Taking out the trash, as they say.
I think that's the... Yeah, I think that's the kind of way people are looking at it.
That works. That does work. Okay. In that case, people, the more I ban, the more you should nominate me, okay? Or I'll ban you.
Do you know when the... does anyone know when the when the nominations close and the voting opens? It's going to be a while yet, isn't it?
Oh, it should be a while.
I don't think there's any closes on the 16th, if I recall, or the 14th.
Yeah.
Yeah. It closes on the... at midnight, Greenwich Mean Time, on the 15th of March. So people have got about 2 weeks left.
I really do think it should be made into a global announcement thread, because ever since we moved the announcement section down to
people
network...
People don't realize it. They don't notice it. It's just...
Where is it?
Yeah, it's just hidden.
It is.
Yeah,
it's buried down in the middle of nowhere.
In it in every forum.
but I know with the previous... I think it was we had 2 or 3 previous awards prior to this one, and it was always done in a very official manner, where after we had all the nominations, the people with most nominations were put up into this pool, and then it was an entirely separately coded section of the site. We had, like, custom coding for it and everything.
That was nice. I like that.
Yeah.
That was sweet. Yeah. Hopefully we can resurrect it and do it again.
The voting booth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hall of Fame and the Hall of Shame.
Oh, yeah. It was always fun to see...
the top of that list.
Kippers?
Actually, he was... yeah, he said to me yesterday on MSN, I'm pleased I'm at the top of that list. I thought, how can you be pleased that you're at the top of the list shaming people that cheated? Heard something. So he seems quite pleased with it. So yeah.
Well, all the power to him. when the gang scene was still really big, and before unofficial gangs got booted and everything else kind of scrambled around, it was always fun to see which gangs were voting for themselves the most. I can't remember who it was last year. I'm gonna say Southside Hood.
It was AMF that voted for themselves.
Was it AMF? Okay.
I mean, I don't think. I mean, it wasn't because all the official gangs didn't have their own group. It couldn't automate the loser thing, so it couldn't like just say, "Oh yeah, you vote for yourself." But with the official gangs, it knew which group you're in. So if you vote for your own group, it knew it straight away and put you in the Hall of Shame. And I think it was AMF that voted for themselves the most.
For shame, AMF. For shame. You get what you deserve, Hall of Shamers. Boo. Okay, moving on to my hot topic then. It's the GTF photography topic, and one of the... it used to be a really popular section of the forums, but now it seems everything beyond GTA has just keeled off. It is in the visual art. It is the photography topic. We have some really talented artists in this community. Very talented people. And there's also going on right now is the photography... Damn lag, this is what happens when we're on separate continents. the photography contest, number 2. Voting is going on right now. There are 13 pictures in total. Theme is people. Vote for the one that you think is the best. I don't know when the poll closes. But check it out. Like I was saying, there are some really, really, really talented people in this community. Grand Theft Auto, bringing artists together.
They used to have the photography forum in topic in the GTA, in the GTA general chat forum, obviously. And then that got so much attention, and they realised that they couldn't really cram all the photos and all the genius into one topic. So the, there's a big topic in the network support, no, the suggestions forum, asking for the, for it to also be split up. And then when they moved it, about it took about 2 months before anyone made their own topic. It just kind of stuck to the general chat topic, and it was kind of pointless. But now they've opened their wings a bit and decided to make their own topics and stuff. And it seems to be more photography based now rather than graphics, which is cool.
I'm looking down the list, and I'm seeing a lot of photography, photos, 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 photography. I remember when I signed up on this forum, shit, 6 years ago, it was just filled with SIGs. Oh, I'm dating myself now. It was filled up with signatures, wallpaper, avatars, animations, general stuff that you would usually find on a forum. And then it stepped into full compositions and fine artwork. Certain names that some people might remember. People like Rufus, Disco, Vegas Necklace, Crapface, Idiot, whatever, all those names. And Dakin. A whole bunch of people were posting really awesome artwork and really awesome graphics in this forum. And it sort of died down after a while. A lot of those people left, pursuing things beyond Grand Theft Auto forums. So now it seems to have come kind of full circle back to photography and traditional arts. Kinda.
Yeah, which is nice.
Mm. It is nice.
Yeah.
It is a nice change of pace.
I mean, they're trying to get a, they're trying to get a whole photography forum, weren't they? Or make, or have visual arts as the main forum and have two different, like, different topic, different forums inside it. But no, I think this works quite well because it's not exactly... Like, the GFX forum was very popular anyway, and just bringing it together seems like the sensible option.
I think that we suffer right now on the boards of having too many sub-forums. This was brought up in the suggestions section, where we are getting a lot of news posts in the general chat, and there is talk about, well, maybe we should make a forum dedicated to news posts and stuff like that. The problem that we have right now is that we've just added so many sub-forums.
You're spreading it out too thinly, and it just seems like it's like each section is dead. Not dead, but like... dying.
No, it's dead.
Just like, if you put them all together or put or group of things together, it'd be a lot more active and it'd be a bit more, I mean, you could talk about, I mean, if you like start posting about gaming in a movie, in the movies and TV topic or whatever, it seems like it's off topic. But if you put the forums together, then it seems like there'll be like more conversation, I suppose.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. We've become more... We're trying to be too much like those other general interest forums, like if you look at offtopic.com or those ones, and those are just massive forums where people talk about all sorts of stuff. Our community base is dedicated to Grand Theft Auto, and that's why the Grand Theft Auto forums are the most popular, because that's why people come here. They don't come here for just regular banter. Yeah. They usually get into that after they've been in the community for a little while. So I think we're going the wrong way by having all these forums. We need to get everything back into, like, a couple forums. Movies and music and all that stuff. So, like, entertainment, general discussion, creative. And that should be that. Rather than having all these sections.
Yeah. It's like, I think tech and PC chat and web design programming just could be combined quite easily. And just, like, all these small little things that would just make it all a lot more, just, like, welcoming.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Because... Like, if you're a new member and you like you're just going through, then it just it there's just so much to try and take in, you know, and just try and get your head around.
It just seems like it can be
a bit off-putting.
And not only that, I think there are separate cliques, whatever, little groups of people.
Cliches.
For every section. Each forum has its own group of people that are in there all the time, and for new members it might be a little bit intimidating to have these regulars in there who know everybody.
When the PGC was around, it was really... I mean, I remember when I started in the San Andreas section, I was like posting them, met a few people there. And then it was just like such a step to go into a different forum where everyone already knows each other. And then you have to try and introduce yourself. It's so daunting. I mean, PGC is obviously there for just socializing or whatever. But it's still same principle with the movies and TV topic. if you're a new member, it's going to be difficult to start talking in there without, you know.
Yeah.
Because I suppose you've got to know the forum etiquette as well, which obviously you learn over time, but.
Yeah, forum etiquette here is really, it's a little bit different from other forums.
It's high.
Yeah.
You have to write paragraphs with full stops or periods. Capital letters, but not all capital letters. I've noticed a few people going around doing that, actually. It's quite annoying, putting, like, capital letters at the front of every single word. It makes it so hard to read.
See, that's what happened. You'd think, that's nice, though. You'd think that a Grand Theft Auto forum, that everybody here, we'd all just be crazy. Well, if you were to listen to someone like Jack Johnson, yeah. We'd all be a bunch of crazy gun-toting maniacs who are out to kill and pillage and rape small children and ladies and everything else. But we're not. We're very... We're asinine and punctual, and we... Yes, we want everybody to write full paragraphs. We want you to, like, write a school report. Every post should be a report. We want full sentence structure. We want proper use of past tense and verbs and adverbs.
Yeah, I mean, a perfect example of that is Azarafix. I mean, if you thought of a charity like that, Azara, coming to GTA forums to get support, you wouldn't really think a GTA forum, which is based around a game about killing and stealing, literally stealing, would be there to support a charity like that. But it's there. I mean, we're a lot more mature than other forums you get, like Game Facts or whatever, or IGN or some bollocks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people have come here from GameFAQs.
The control.
You know, Azarafix, to a degree, it pretty much has just become the GTA forums image hosting website. Because
it really
it's
has.
Like,
you go everywhere and it's there.
It's like, you can just browse through it. Like, if you upload an image and take away the actual, like, .png bit, stuff like that, you can just browse through every folder. And you can just click it and go, oh, that was... blah 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 SIG a couple of weeks ago and things like that, and it's like you'll just stumble across things you've uploaded and things of people you know have uploaded, and it really has just like it's like the forum really has become quite, I think, quite an important part to that charity, really. Yeah,
I'd say we're probably one of the bigger sites that support them, considering the amount of people that we get and the amount of click-throughs that we get on the forums and on the website. Yeah, huge traffic.
Yeah, it's like a couple of months ago they posted that picture where you had all the kids saying, thank you, GTA forums. And that, when I first saw that, I was like, wow. Like, you know, something I've helped contribute to actually did make a difference. For one.
Something in the real world. Something beyond the computer.
Outside of this little 2-foot square area I call my internet life.
Exactly. Hear that, Jack Thompson? We're supporting charities. We're helping small children around the world. Mm. So go fuck yourself.
Yeah, listen.
Thank you.
Yes, because we're polite as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Proper grammar. Not so much polite. Not so much. That bombshell kind of made everything silent. So, TD, how about the, I'll throw the Icera thread in as your hot topic, since it seems like a worthwhile thread.
Yeah. So good.
And I think the Jack Thompson fuck you note would be a nice one to end off on, so let's wrap up the first show. let's do shout-outs at the very end here. Let's pimp something. We need to pimp something here.
Okay. I'll shout out to all the guys in multiplayer, keeping it real on the GTA Net server. Woo!
Yeah.
TD, what's your shout, bitch?
I don't know. Probably to say what's up to everyone in OGA, everyone in Zaibatsu. Yeah. Just hello. This is what I sound
hello.
Like.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. What's up?
And I'll give a little shout-out to all the people on GTAforums.com, people who are checking out GTA4.net. Keep your eyes peeled. We'll keep updating as long as the news comes And keep your eyes peeled, too, for the multiplayer previews that are coming out from all the big websites. We should have coverage on that as soon as it happens, as we always do, because we kick ass, we're the biggest, we're the best, we're number one, and this has been the GTA Netcast. You guys have a great day. Cheers! Alright, so this is the first time I've ever done this, so this is going to be, interesting.
It is a nice widescreen 19-inch TV. HD as well.
Yeah, but it's 19-inch, so you're not really going to get... You're not really going to get the big, massive benefit from an HD TV. It'll just look like...
Yeah, I know, but, you know,
expecting TV.
I'm not made of money, so I can't afford it.
I want to buy... I'm going to have to buy the thing like the day before Grand Theft Auto 4 comes out, or like on the 29th. Hey, I need Grand Theft Auto 4, and I need an Xbox.
They come from America. A QR.
Silence is awkward. More dead air to edit out. And start strangling Xbox 360 owners with their own... Wait a minute, no. 360 owners have wireless. Never mind.
That was a nice ending.
Yeah. Determination to steal what you can and run from the nation. Hey, what do you say? The automated secret to speed from our getaway. Take it to the edge, there's nowhere to hide and call up the boy. Let's go for the joyride.